Song Shanti. Is everybody experiencing silence? Are you managing to maintain your silence? Yes? Okay. So we're not going to break the silence, but we are going to do something different. So I'm going to ask you to all get up, and I'm going to present to you a scenario. And just trust me with the scenario. So the scenario is that you have had very good Amrit Vela, but after Amrit Vela you went back to sleep. Yeah, which is quite common. And you happen to wake up half an hour late. And as you woke up half an hour late, you had to start rushing to prepare for your day. And so, you are stressed. Not only that, but you have to catch the 7 o'clock train. So I'd like you all to just rush. Rush around the hall, okay? You're preparing to put your meals together, you're preparing to read the Murli quickly, you're preparing to iron that shirt, which you're not doing very well. And at the same time, you try and put some toast in the toaster, bread in the toaster, and you go to do something else. So I'd just like you to just rush about the hall. You can even use the stage. Train at 7 o'clock. How are you going to manage? And you forgot to give Dadi Janki a phone call in the morning to tell her how well you are. But that doesn't matter because you have to catch that train at 7 o'clock. It's a good way to warm up, isn't it? Are you going to catch that train or not? And what did Baba say today? I can't retain any of the Murli in my intellect. I'm so busy rushing around. I can't maintain Baba's remembrance. And it's a few minutes to seven, you get to the train station and you realize few minutes to seven and you realize what? You missed the train. Why did everybody sit down? We haven't finished yet. Anyway, so stand still and you missed the train. And so this is a good time to reflect. Time to reflect what was happening. And just Just feel the sensations in your body right now. Just take a deep breath. And you ask yourself, was it really worth it to lose my peace? In all that busyness, in all that rushing, so right now I'd like you to really feel the ripple of peace flow through your whole being, from the top of your head tips of your toes. Just calm down every organ. Once again, I remind myself that it's I, the soul, that's using the body. This is not mine. It's been given to me. Really get into this consciousness that nothing here, nothing in this room, nothing that I have with me is really mine. I'm just the trustee of it. Even your seat is not yours. You are just using it for a few hours. Really come out of this consciousness that something is mine. And I'd really like you to feel the separation between I and mine. So I, the pure, peaceful being, and that which I call mine, that which I hold on to, that which I gather, collect, hoard, accumulate. And what am I like it without those things? What if you are completely stripped of your title, your wealth, your pretty clothes, your beauty, your contacts, your relationships? Be completely stripped of that right now and just feel this awareness of I, the being of light. Still staying in this awareness of I. I'd like us to do another little experiment. Where I'd like you now where I'd like you now to think of somebody somewhere in the world that is close to you, or maybe not close to you, just somebody that you would like to spend a few minutes now giving your love and good wishes to. So really hold that person very strongly in your mind. It's 5:25 India time. I want you to think of that soul very hard and send them all your love and good wishes. It could be somebody you don't get on with, but somebody that you want to just let know that you love them and you wish them well. And then later you can check. If they caught your thoughts. But right now, don't worry about that. Just focus on giving purely from your heart. We understand the importance of the power of thought and how far this travels, how potent it is, and how many things get accomplished just using the power of thought. So right now, just become completely aware of the one thought that you are experiencing. And if any other thoughts do come, just tell them that you will meet them later. Right now, I want to maintain my big heart, my big mind, loving thoughts, good wishes and pure feelings. And really observe your every thought. Many of our thoughts jump, but right now become conscious. That this is a pure thought. This is a loving thought. This is a kind thought. A benevolent thought. step away from the body to be able to completely feel your thoughts. And now I'd like you to experience yourself as a completely flawless diamond. What is your value? What is your worth? If you were to place a monetary price tag on yourself, what is your value? Let's take a few moments now and really look at how valuable I am to Baba. That Baba has selected me out of many, many millions. He's given me an intellect to understand. His knowledge very clearly. And he sees something in me that I do not see in myself. Maybe not yet. But we all know how big this task is. Become perfect, to bring about a better world. To change everything 180 degrees. It's not a small thing. But somehow I can add my peace. Somehow I just have to play my part in whatever small way, and I can make that difference. So two questions you can answer to yourself. One is, what is my value? How much do I value myself? And secondly, how can I be useful to Baba? And so with this increase in self-worth, I carry myself to the subtle region. this region of pure white light. Where Brahma Baba looks like candy floss, cotton wool. Completely transparent. And so I too look at my perfect light form in the subtle region. And I compare that with what I have today, what I am today. What is the difference? Each one of us has an ideal form, an ideal image that we would like to become. So what is that gap between what I want to become and where I am today? Just take a few moments, be honest with yourself, be honest with the two Babas. And let them guide you. Towards your perfect self. And now imagine, just imagine that you have become the ideal form. What does it feel like? The feeling of perfection. Just have a taste of being completely free of your old and negative sanskars, the things that we do not like about ourselves. Just for a few moments, let us feel the freedom from the claws of these negative sanskars. And let there be a pull to really reach this destination. Not an effort, not a push, but a pull. Take myself one level higher. To the soul world. And they're waiting for me. It's Baba, the Supreme Light. This is the one place that I feel completely comfortable. The one place that I feel safe. Just me and Baba. And we are able to connect. Because of our pure and elevated thoughts. This is the one being that I have looked for. On mountains, in caves. The one for whom I have sacrificed. And here he is. Shiv Baba. Completely humble. Completely full. The one being that I can completely trust. The one being that I am so grateful to. And he loves me and accepts me as I am. He wants nothing in return. He just wants my happiness. He wants me to reclaim my throne of self-sovereignty. Is the one being that stays constantly powerful. Because he stays completely out of this web of action and reaction. So maybe we can learn something from this. That the more we clear and settle our karmic accounts, we become freer spirits. Free and light. So I'm going to leave you for a few minutes. For you to have your own private time with Baba. And then we'll end with one more exercise.
just a grateful rain.
And now I'd like you to just make a fist with your hand. And within your fist is a seed, an invisible seed. And this seed is something that you are going to plant. Something new that you are going to plant in your life. So just decide what that seed is. And then hold it even tighter. Show your determination that yes, I'm going to do this. I have to do this. I will not be at peace till I do this.